Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Just seen an announcement from the Carphone warehouse saying it's going to close its business in Ireland, all the stores and its website. So that it is 80 stores in total and around 500 staff who are getting that bad news today. Yep, 80 stores, 500 people around the country getting the news the Carphone warehouse are closing their operation in Ireland. Now, it's expensive, unrealistic, or it's just too much hassle for a lot of people. Living a sustainable life seems out of reach, but it doesn't have to be, according to my next guests. Elaine Byrne runs livinglightheireland.com. Emma Gleeson is the author of Stuff Happens, and Karen O'Mahony is a sustainable designer and runs Rag Order Dublin. And you're all very welcome. Elaine, I'm going to start with you. And we had a chat before. You're very practical when it comes to sustainability, but you absolutely do what you can. And you began all of this yourself in your own house in 2016. You joined a zero waste group and off you went from there. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I've been doing it now about 5 years. And so, yeah, I discovered that single-use coffee cups weren't recyclable or biodegradable. And I just thought, well, what else don't I know? And so I started looking into the area and then just trying to do it slowly, testing things as I went. And some of the things I've kept going and some of the things I've stopped doing because they just, they were too much time or they were too expensive. So, and I'm very clear, I report that on the website about what's worked for me, what hasn't, because I think it's important to be honest with people so that they don't feel like they failed if it hasn't worked for them.
And what's the thing that comes to your mind now when you think of the sustainable measures that you tried to take that just you just couldn't, it didn't work for you?
So I tried washing with soap nuts. They're like a nut that is imported from Indonesia. Washing clothes with it, and also horse chestnuts. That was another thing. I tried washing my hair with bicarbonate of soda and then shampoo bars. And I know they work for some people, and that's great. They just didn't work for me. I tried to make things myself. We do make some things at home, like we make pizza dough ourselves because it's relatively easy. But I was trying to make crackers for the kids' lunch. And, oh my God, I could do it nonstop, 24/7. And I'd still not make enough. So that went by the wayside. So things like that. And it's different for everybody, but I just like to give my experience to people.
And how do your children deal with this? Because, you know, like the rest of us, you might buy them the occasional treat, like a toy from a toy shop. But now you don't do that anymore. Everything is secondhand, is it?
Well, pretty much everything is secondhand. I mean, there's a few things we don't buy secondhand, like we buy new pajamas and underwear and stuff like that. When my kids were younger and we decided what they were getting, it was much easier because we would buy secondhand without, and they wouldn't, it was a toy, they were delighted. Whereas now, my eldest is 13 and my youngest is 11. And they have their own money because they have very generous grandparents. And so they do have more of a say in the things they buy. And so I might chat to them about how much money they could save by buying something secondhand. And they sometimes like that. But I find, particularly with teenagers, they want something that's current and that's new and that you don't necessarily able to get it secondhand. So it's not about being perfect. It's about buying as much as you can secondhand or doing without. And I would be a believer that if you force people to live a certain way, they're going to rebel when they get older. And so I might have a chat with them, but ultimately the decision about what they spend their money on is theirs. And sometimes they buy secondhand and sometimes they don't. But the things that we would buy for them is always secondhand if we can. Mm-hmm. And you can't always.
Well, Emma, you're going to talk to me about this as well, because you're author of Stuff Happens. You declutter for people and help them with that. But there's no point in decluttering your home if you're just going to fill it up again with stuff.
No, not at all. And, you know, the main message of my book is that we have to break what I call the clutter cycle. You know, all of us, or so many of us, are caught in this cycle where we're doing a clear out every 6 months and then, you know, we're back to square one the next year. And it's because we are not looking at the elephant in the room when we talk about clutter, which is shopping. So the book goes into, you know, the psychology of shopping, why we feel so compelled to accumulate so much stuff, and also the emotional blocks for getting rid of stuff. But I also talk a lot. I mean, Elaine is a huge inspiration of mine. She knows this. She knows as well. You know, responsibly getting rid of things or passing things on when we're finished with them is a huge part of my work too. And, you know, I often think discussions around sustainability are sort of bracketed in terms of like deprivation and what are you doing wrong and kind of guilt and blame and what are you going to give up. And my message, and I think Karen and Elaine's too, is this will only add to your life living like this. Mm-hmm. You will save, at a very basic level, you will save money. I mean, it's really basic. It's not about saving the polar bears. Your life will be easier. You will have more headspace because you will know where everything in your house is. You won't have to be doing this clear out every year. You will join a wonderful community of really positive people who share their things, and there's just nothing to lose.
Where do you find that community? Direct us.
Well, we all interact with each other on Instagram a lot. Free cycle is a wonderful community where you can pass things on that you no longer need for free. I know I don't use this service myself, but Facebook Marketplace is a place where you can meet people. But from my own personal experience, we all met on Instagram. It's a great place to. Yeah.
Will you tell me about Drawer Lasagna? Because we're just deviating slightly here. Because you're on the decluttering front, right, and keeping everything neat and tidy. And now we're not going to go off and buy all the stuff to clutter up the house again. But you say, in order to keep things neat and tidy, don't make lasagna in the drawer.
Yeah. The amount of clients I have who have, you know, four dried out Pritt sticks in different parts of the house because they didn't know where they were and they just bought new ones.
Guilty.
So, yeah, but everyone is so normal. But if you actually know where everything is and it is visible, the thing I say is it should be so easy to put things away that you don't even have to think about it. Mm-hmm. And if when you open a drawer, you should see immediately what is in there. So much of us are living with those drawer lasagnas where we just have to wade through them. And it's just exhausting. So, yeah.
I'd love to be able to do that. But, you know, I talk to my children about giving away the toys that they don't look at from one end of the year to the next. And they just won't part with anything. Do you find that with young children, that they're really attached to all their toys?
Yeah, it's a question I get really, really frequently.
Okay, tell me what to do. Tell me what to do.
What can I do about my kids? So, now, I'm not a parent myself, I should say that. But I have nephews, and I see how they interact with their toys. What I would say is try and do a toy rotation situation. So put some of them away. I don't know what age your children are, but...
7, 6, and 3. It's the girls, actually. The girls. Yeah. I hope they never listen back to this now. They'll tell me off. But it is the girls who will not part with anything.
Yeah, well, try and maybe subtly hide some stuff away from them. You don't have to throw it away. And then when they want new stuff, rotate it. I mean, that's a top tip for your wardrobe as well. It stops you from buying new stuff constantly. Because we do get so bored of seeing the same stuff all the time. And there are loads of studies done that say children actually enjoy their toys less the more they have.
Right, so don't leave them all out there and the big mess that they create as well.
And if there's a birthday and if there's a Christmas, you know, this is a bit controversial. Try and hold some of the presents back and keep them for, you know, a day when a bribery is needed or whatever. Don't be throwing a load of stuff at them because they will just get bored.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. We always got away with that when they were a little bit younger, and now they tend to see things more easily.
It's all ahead of you.
Yeah. Karen O'Mahony from Rag Order Dublin. Karen, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You're somebody who used to work in the film industry. You've moved on now. Tell us a little bit about your business, Rag Order.
Okay, so Rag Order is currently a one-woman show. I work out of a studio in Drumcondra. It started 3 years ago and I did just basic alterations around my area, just like zips and hems and things like that. And I've evolved now to focus more on upcycling and remaking older garments that often can have a lot of sentimental value for the owner. Just to make them more wearable and something new. So you're taking
commissions, are you, from people?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I work by appointment. And generally, it's a mixture of like alterations and more recently, it's upcycling. It's things that have a sentimental attachment to them. So I did a show, I filmed a show with RTE for the RTE player last year called From the Same Cloth. And you get a really good idea of the process involved and what I can actually achieve.
So give me a sense then of some of the items with sentimental value that people asked you to convert for them into something they can use now.
Okay, well, generally, like it could be something of someone who's passed on. So it could be a lot of clothes that are left after someone passes away, but the person isn't ready to actually part with them. So what I can do is if they give me you know, a certain amount of them. I won't be able to use everything, but if there are certain pieces that have memories attached to them for them, what I'll do is I'll use the fabric and I can turn it into something that they can wear. So, you know, I've made kimonos and I've made bomber jackets out of fabric from clothes left over.
Elaine, can I bring you in on this point? Because we have a listener asking, where can we donate now in COVID times? What's your own strategy on clothes, particularly in a house where you have growing children who will need new things from time to time? How do you deal with that? Is it all secondhand? And what do you do with the items that you finished with?
Well, I donate, the only things I donate to charity shops, and they'll be open soon, is really good quality items that you wouldn't have a problem giving to a friend, and in new packaging, if possible, with labels on, because I used to volunteer in charity shops, and I know how much stuff ends up having to be dumped because it's just not purchased by people.
Okay.
So I really clear on what I give to people. Give to charity shops. I personally prefer to give to on Freecycle pages. And what I would tend to do is bundle stuff up, so I'll wait until I have a decent amount, because people don't really want to call over for a couple of items, but they will call over for a stack of clothes. And, of course, nothing stained and nothing ripped. And I find that's a really good way of rehoming to somebody. And actually, you were talking about toys. We just did a huge de-stash in our house because I went a bit crazy buying in charity shops when I started out. My kids, it looks like the inside of Smith's in their rooms. So we de-stashed over the last couple of days. And what we did that through Freecycle pages. And so I'm giving toys. And the narrative I give to my kids is say that, like, some other child is going to be able to play with this toy and enjoy it. And I, you know, mention the toy stories, you know, where the toys go on and live another life with another child. And that seems to help with the moving it on. But that's, and then on my website, I have a really popular page, which is what to donate, recycle, where. And there's like lots of places for odd things. Like I posted off old eyeshadow I had, and they can be made into, they can be made into watercolor paints in, a company in England, you know. So there's lots of very innovative places taking
fascinating
items.
So check all that out before you put stuff into the black bag, which is the tempting thing to do.
I would do recycle, Freecycle pages, and Facebook Marketplace is very good, and there's other online marketplaces, but I find that the best place to rehome things.
Well, look, livinglightlyireland.com, livinglightlyireland.com, Elaine, is your own website. Emma Gleeson's book is Stuff Happens, and Karen is available on ragorderdublin.ie. Some great ideas there on how to live a more sustainable but practical life. Let's take another quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.